The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hello and welcome again to our next edition of the Be a Planner radio show with Nathan Ross. It is March the 27th, and as Jimmy Buffett would say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And for those of you in the central time zone, you're the somewhere. Of course, I could argue that I am as well here halfway around the world where it's my 5 a.m. In any event, I want to elaborate a little bit on the disclaimer you just heard to say that we're going to be discussing tax planning strategies for investors, primarily those that have decided real estate is the best way to grow their family wealth. And I want to just indicate up front that Be a Planner or NP Ross or Nathan Ross, CPAs or CPA, does not become your tax, legal, real estate, or other professional advisor just because you listen to this radio show or maybe you hear it on a podcast later. Access a website, submit a contact us request, send or receive an email, or call our office. I think I've gone down the list. We're only your CPA after we've provided you with an acknowledged receipt of a client services engagement letter. All that said, if you would like to call in, it is a live show today, again, March 27th, 2021, which you have to say now with all the podcast platforms that are out there for you to hear this on later. If you have questions, you can call me here on the air at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas. You can also email me, and I try to watch my email real time here if you don't really like calling in or having your question heard in public. You can email me at Nathan, that's N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. If you would like to discuss how we can work with you and your specific facts and circumstances, feel free to go to the baplanner.com. website, that's BEAPLANNER.com website. And if you will complete our client intake forms, we can have a very specific phone call. You can schedule your call right there on the site. And if we can get those intake forms for you, we will also be happy to prepare a custom illustration showing you just how much of a difference that you're understanding which Internal Revenue Code section to best execute your retirement savings will have a significant impact, as much as two times of an impact on your lifestyle as you get to retirement. However you may define that, we don't think of retirement in the classic sense that you stop doing you stop living. We essentially look at it as, hey, what would you do tomorrow if you didn't have to have a paycheck coming in from the job that you're currently working in? And for some people, they might continue to work. For others, they might find there's other activities they prefer. And, I think back every time I say this to Marvin Zindler and his sign-off, I believe it was every Friday night, go to the park, go to the zoo, go fishing, or do whatever makes you happy. And that, to me, is retirement. Today, we're going to discuss, as we do almost every show, why we are such huge fans, meaning NP Ross CPAs, and myself personally, of the self-directed 401 trust option for investing in real estate. And I'm not just referring to if you have retirement funds, although that's the best starter. I'm referring to the fact that if you found money buried in your backyard, your challenge is to figure out how to get it in to a 401 trust versus how to keep it out. And I know that runs counter to what many of you that are listening might have been told by your mentors. And I guess all I'm going to tell you is if you'll go to our baplanner.com website, I will show you numerically down at the bottom of that homepage exactly what the bad advice you're getting or got already in terms of liquidating your funds was worth to your family's net worth. And again, for those of you that are sitting on the outskirts here and you're getting ready to join a mentor program or otherwise invest in real estate with your retirement monies and are thinking that, you know, that's where my net worth is, that's where my family's net worth is, essentially, I got to get that out so I can go invest in real estate, which I think is a logical conclusion. It's just by understanding your choices under the Internal Revenue Code, you'll very quickly see that there is a better choice. There's a good, better, best choice, and we will show you the best choice. And we'll explain why on that website, I've got a comparison, why it doesn't make sense to liquidate your account and pay 30% of your net worth or more, depending on where you're living. If you're in California, it's much more. You pay into the local federal state tax authorities before you start investing. And I'm going to tell you that if you don't know about the 401 trust, it's kind of like winning the lottery, but you didn't get the news that you were holding the winning ticket. And it's that dramatic. And again, the illustration I show on just $350,000 or so of investment funds works out to $22 million that you're not going to get over the next 30 years. And I know that sounds extreme, but I'll just tell you, with a $4 Walmart calculator, I'll walk you through how you get there. It's not hard. And if you really think that real estate or oil and gas wells or whatever else you might invest in is going to get you significant returns, I'm assuming you'll understand that you'll get even more significant returns if you don't give up 30% of your net worth to get started. And further, I'll show you, for those of you that like paying tax up front, we've got that option depicted as well on our illustration. And, you know, we can do a Roth conversion right out of the gate and in the 401 trust, so that at least our go-forward, every dollar you earn off that pool of capital will be tax-free the rest of your life. So if you're going to pay tax, you might consider that option. We don't like that option for most people in terms of doing that to the extent of 100% of your pre-tax monies that you have in your retirement accounts, IRAs, 401s, etc. There is an optimal amount for you to consider converting, and that's what we work with our clients on, especially under the current tax rules and what's getting ready to come, which I think will be significantly higher tax rates. I hear the music coming, so I think we've got 30 seconds or so. Let me just say again, if you'd like to call in and ask questions, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. This is the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts.
Spring is here and summer just around the corner, which means it's time to deep root fertilize your trees in addition to spraying for insects and disease. Let Ability Trees help maintain their value and repair all damage. Fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can't replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Florey,
my friend for over 30 years.
Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees. And pruning limits resistance to spring storms and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, Ability Trees is giving a deep root feeding with every tree prune. Ability Trees, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross. For those of you that are just joining us, we've been discussing some of the reasons why we prefer the self-directed 401 trust option for investing in real estate. We especially prefer it if you already have some 401 or IRA money, which we can roll into the trust. That said, even if you're just getting started, due to the high contribution limits that we can make into the 401 trust, I believe it's $63,500 is your limitation in the current year. That's assuming you're old like me, you're over 50, which actually 50 sounds pretty young to me now, since I've got my 61st birthday here in sight in the next couple weeks. But in any event, you're never too far behind to start saving for retirement, and particularly if you've got significant self-employed income, that's even better. And, I have lawyers, realtors, consultants, accountants, any number of self-employed occupations that not only create significant retirement savings, but they're getting a tax deduction as well, if they choose to deduct it. I know with my own self-directed 401 trust, I'm utilizing the Roth capability, and I prefer to give up that one time. I think of it as kind of a narcotic of sorts. I don't care about the current year deduction. That's peanuts when you consider the value long-term. And by the way, for those that have already made the wrong mistake in terms of liquidating your 401s, we still have significant tax strategies designed to get you down into the zero, what we call the zero tax bracket. There's actually not a zero tax bracket. That said, with the deductions, we get the standard deduction, etc., and the nature of how some income is either tax-free or it's not even reported. And by that, I'm thinking about concept of permanent life insurance, distributions. There's a number of products, annuities, et cetera, that when you invest in those, that you the income, the distributions isn't reported on a 1099-R or 1099 anything, right? So there's ways of rebalancing, restructuring your asset base to where, you know, we all theoretically have three buckets. We've got a taxable bucket, we've got a pre-tax bucket, and we've got a no-tax bucket. And the challenge is you're marching towards retirement. And by the way, these are not overnight strategies. We typically need 5 to 10 years of, you know, for someone that's in their 50s to get you there. But bottom line is you can absolutely, by rebalancing, get your tax down in retirement, which is when most people, contrary to the popular myth, that's when your tax rates are typically the highest, or at least they have been with my clients over the years. I just had someone email me a question that's a good question. If I'm in a self-directed 401 trust, can I still have monies invested in the stock market? And we get that question quite often. It's typically in the context that somebody has, you know, more than they care to invest in real estate. Let's say they've got $500,000 in the 401 and they're looking at setting up a self-directed 401 trust, doing the rollover, which, of course, there's no tax or penalty that gets paid to do the rollover. And then they're going to start investing that, call it $300,000 in private syndications, which typically are what I refer to as REPs, real estate private placements or private partnerships, and maybe with a group of other folks that go take down a 300-unit or 400-unit apartment building. And so what I tell people is that, you know, eventually you're probably going to want to invest the balance of those funds in real estate or have other opportunities, and you might as well get them staged, because once we roll over to the self-directed 401 trust, where you are now the trustee or perhaps a spouse, you and the spouse are co-trustees, then you dictate investment policies. You control the bank account or bank accounts, as the case may be, for the newly adopted 401 trust. And so essentially, we can help you set up brokerage accounts with Fidelity, Schwab, Vanguard, go down the list. It's pretty much all of them. And now you can go and invest the funds right back in the same investments, mutual funds, stocks, etc., that maybe you were in before you did the rollover. So it's absolutely possible. In fact, I would suggest most of my clients eventually do that, because even in the context of investing in private real estate partnerships, there's going to be points in time where, even if you were to say, hey, I'm going to invest all $500,000, you're going to have $100,000, $200,000 sitting on the sideline from time to time. And, you know, the banks obviously are not going to give you much for the privilege of watching over your funds. So, you know, those brokerage accounts become helpful. So, in any event, that's a great question. And, again, for those of you that have questions such as that, just feel free to shoot me an email if you don't want to call it in. I enjoy the call-ins, but I also like the questions. If you send me a question that really has nothing to do with the topic, I may defer it till after I'm off the air to respond to you. I will respond to you, though, to the extent I can. And to the extent I have your intake forms, I'll be able to be more specific as to the answer than I might be able to provide you. And understand that most tax questions, the answer is maybe or possibly. And it's only once you understand the facts and circumstances by the party asking the question are you able to drill down into more of a yes or no. And I had another good question this week from a listener that asked me about, you know, if I'm not wanting to just invest in real estate, and I think the area that they were interested in involved copyrights and or royalties. I think they were looking at some music songs that are, you know, you're able to acquire, or at least acquire a piece of the ongoing royalty income when you hear a song being played on the radio or you know, in a department store. Department store, that kind of dates me, doesn't it? I'm sorry, a mall. You're in a mall, you hear a song. I think we still have malls in the U.S. over there, right? I know here where I'm at in Thailand, the mall is going gangbusters. It's the central focal point. All the banks have their locations in the malls, all the phone shops. You know, it's kind of the community gathering spot. But, boy, it sure seems like it's dying in America. But anyway, you know, the concept of royalties, copyrights, I'm trying to think what some of the other intangibles are. They cannot be collectibles. We cannot invest in collectibles. And in fact, I saw an article a couple weeks ago about the new rage of selling your first tweet I can't recall. I think it's NFP maybe or NFT. I forget what they call that. You've obviously probably heard of that. It's been in the news. I think the head of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, I believe is his name, he sold his for some unbelievable amount of money. And I don't understand. You know, I tend to think more tangibly than that. But in any event, the question is, can an IRA or a 401 invest in that sort of item? And the answer is probably no. Again, I'd have to know more about the specific facts and circumstances of that party and that particular, I guess, tweet, although I'm not sure how it's ever going to get out of the collectible class. But bottom line is, we're not allowed to invest in collectibles. Are we allowed to invest in royalty type of income? Yes, we are, presuming it's not in the context of a trade or business. Trade or business income in a 401 trust is not a wise investment because the item that generates the trade or business income, whether it's a self-storage facility that not only rents real estate, they'll rent you a U-Haul truck, or they provide packaging, logistical services, moving services. That crosses a line as far as the IRS is concerned. It's no longer real estate, passive real estate, rental income generation type income. It becomes a trader business, much like the two boutique hotels that I own in San Antonio, which at base are apartment complexes, but we run them primarily as short-term rental boutique hotel. We do longer stays as well that we would refer to as corporate housing. Folks like Boeing or NCAA or HEB, USAA, they will rent our units for periods of 30, 60, 120 days, etc. In any event, we treat that income as trader business. And if it were in a 401, which it's not, but if it were, that income would be subject to the UBIT rules, the unrelated business income tax, UBIT, that are applicable to an IRA or potentially a 401. If it's trader business income, it's absolutely applicable to a 401. And when I say, by the way, self-directed 401 trust, I'm referring to that in more of a technical sense than, say, an IRA custodial company might, where they call it a solo K. And at base, the self-directed 401 trust is a solo K. It's just typically the terms are a bit richer. I know when we adopt those plans for our clients, we include things like Roth conversions, like the ability to truly control your money, where you can decide to pay yourself next week or tomorrow if you decide you're ready to pay the tax and penalty if you're under the age of 59 on those funds. But bottom line is, you can decide to write that check. It's not like your big company 401 plan where the employer, as they put the plan together, decided that they would not allow in-service distributions. But in any event, there's a couple other rules that will differentiate the IRA from the 401. And one example is that if there's leverage involved, the UDFI tax, the unrelated debt financed income tax, becomes a factor. And that's been a reason in and of itself to do the 401 trust. And I hear stories about how people have turned $100,000 and $1.7 million in their IRA by investing in real estate private partnerships. And I'm going to tell you, that's unlikely that that happened with them also filing the requisite tax returns that are due each year to pay tax on those gains. And that's something we'll talk more about when we come back from the break. And again, I want you to remember that lottery ticket for those of you that are kind of sitting on the sidelines but thinking, this real estate stuff might make sense for me. I like the concept of owning some apartments that I don't have to pay tax on currently. And again, we'll tell you more about how to do that. When we come back from the break, call me with your questions, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4.
After 65 days, Joe Biden finally had his first press conference with the state-run media.
If it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway, hang on. Sorry.
I think even the former president would agree it was a total disaster, okay?
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. Was a one-way conversation. I never got the invitation. The sharpness of her words deceiving. And I couldn't stop the bleeding. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving. But getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, that's my cue. Welcome back. I love that line from Neil Diamond. And I may be taking it a little bit out of context, but let me tell you, with what we do, we live under the notion that getting by doesn't mean you're living. Or I guess don't mean you're living is what Neil says. We'll give him a pass on the grammar. But in any event, I often wonder when I hear the gurus on the radio, at least the real estate gurus. And by the way, the real estate gurus ostensibly don't give out tax and legal advice. They'll even tell you that as they're telling you to go liquidate your 401 accounts or your IRAs. And I'm telling you, that's $22,432,000 of bad advice, if you'll refer back to the sample illustration I have on the Be a Planner show. And you know, I never hear in those radio discussions I guess they're motivational tidbits, any discussion at all about how much money do you have to get started, and more importantly, what do you define as retirement? Is it, you know, 40 grand a year, like, you know, as Neil might say, just getting by? Or is it 140? Or is it, you know, I have one client that picked 740, right, is their definition of retirement. Anyway, I'm going to ask you that when you fill out our client intake forms at BAPlanner.com. I want to understand, you know, how you define retirement. And instead of simply teasing you with five-year retirement windows, which, you know, that happens. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but I'm most assuredly going to tell you it's not near the mainstream of the folks that join these platforms. Unless you're starting off with $1 million to $1.5 million, you're not retiring in 5 years if you really think retirement is, you know, $150,000 and up, because it doesn't work that way. And I'm not saying there aren't successes that are achieved in the 5 year or less category, but typically those are going to be the folks that are leading the transactions, what we call lead partners, because they get overrides and assorted other fees. And I'm just telling you, it's still not a bad outcome to say that, hey, I can retire in 8 years or 9 years. And how are you going to know that? Because I'm going to show you. I'm not just going to show you this is what your money can grow to. I'm going to show you at what point you intersect with how you define retirement, based on your facts and circumstances. And then, of course, yes, we're making some assumptions about, you know, the types of investments that you're going to pick up in these various and assorted investor or from these assorted platforms. And by the way, you also don't have to invest in a membership or mentor group. We like that option, but you know, there's assorted some of the best and you know, most aggressive and active syndicators will let you invest directly with them, provided you qualify in terms of your status, credited status versus sophisticated. And as we're speaking about platforms, you know, Houston is an amazing place on a number of fronts. And you know, real estate mentor, or what I call investor platforms, membership groups, we've got some of the best. And you know, one that I worked with one of the groups for, you know, 16 years, I believe, 16, 17 years. I was an investor first before I became their first vendor that they promoted. And, you know, have hundreds, if not thousands, of clients that have come to me over the years from that group. And I've seen what I'm preaching here firsthand, and I've experienced it firsthand. And I myself am an investor first and foremost, and I guess secondarily, I'm a real estate tax, retirement tax, and especially zero tax math tax CPA. And it's a pretty rare combination. It's a very narrow niche. As you may have heard on the ad that's running, in fact, I think we just played it a few minutes ago, we are planners. We are not reporters. If you want to come to me and say, Nathan, I really need my tax return done this year, I know you know a lot about real estate, which is what I'm doing, I'm going to say, you know what, I really don't want to do your tax return unless you make me, because you're also letting us handle your planning. And in that context, you know, we're happy to consider taking you on as a client. Again, the client intake forms on baplanner.com is where we start pretty much with everything we do. And whether it's the analysis that it can show you how a self-directed 401 trust would be advantageous to you, and I mean numerically, not just generally. I mean, yes, again, we're using pro forma data, we're using averages that we've seen over the last 20 years, and yet I'm going to tell you, nobody is average. We're all actual. And the same people that, you know, join these real estate platforms, one person might average, you know, 8% a year. Another one, I was just looking at some interesting data recently that one party that, you know, had joined 6 years ago had exited a half a dozen deals where they achieved 25% or greater returns on an annual basis. One of those deals, I think, was 72%. Okay, so lest you think that I'm simply, you know, selling. I'm not a sales guy, by the way. I'm a reporter. I'm a planner, remember? But I notice things. And yes, we're like doctors doing physicals at times, but every once in a while, you know, something pops up that says, wow, you know, this is the reason we do it. I personally just exited the very first partnership I invested in back in 2004 or 2005, I don't remember. I need to sit down and actually go through the math. But, you know, I can just tell you right now, on a $15,000 investment, you know, 15 years ago, not only did I get what I call interim cash flows, where our rents exceeded our expenses every month for most of those years, not all of them. The first few years we were rehabbing units, we're trying to enhance the property to get the rents up. But bottom line is we refinanced two or three times in that 15 years, and then at the end got a check on a $15,000 investment. It was close to $70,000. That's the exit cash flow. And when you add that all up, I haven't done it yet. I need to. I know it's got to be in excess of 25. It may be in excess of 30. That's why we invest in real estate private partnerships. And not only that, I was passive in that investment. I think I went to the property once back at the very outset. I had a great partner that ran that property, and you know, was worth it. Whatever he charged, I really didn't care, because he was doing a great job, kept the cash flow coming, and that's why we get into these. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go out and have to run those buildings. I'm thankful to let a younger party do that, and I'll continue to do whatever I do, meaning, you, whatever you do, and collect those funds. Let me see. I've got several more questions here that have come in, and let me look. I've got one here. Let's see. We are already retired and age 68. Is it too late for us to set up a 401 trust? That's a great question. And, I've set up 401 trusts for people that are 78, much less 68. And I did question the logic because, again, the IRS life expectancy for males currently, approximately 85 to 86 years old. Females are 87 to 88, if I recall. And so, over that length of time, I mean, you're looking at, 10 to 15 years, I suppose, or longer. That's a long time for your money to compound, the part that you don't need to live on. And if you, if you understand the rule of 72, which tells us how fast money will double, at a 20% average return, which is what I use in most of my projections. And by the way, I'll run that projection, whatever rate you want me to use. I'm just picking 20% because it's kind of the midpoint between 10% and 30%, which is what I've seen many, many times. But at 20%, your money, if it's deployed in active investments, should generate a doubling effect every 3.6 years. So you start off with 100, 3.6 years, you should have 200, another 3.6 years, 400. Now, again, that's average. And do I think that if someone starts today that in 4 years, your money will have doubled in these types of investments, private placements with apartments? No, I don't. I know it has happened, can happen. By the way, the individual I mentioned earlier had exited all six of those transactions, anywhere from 12 or 13%, I think, on the low side, up to 72 in 3 years or less. That's very unusual. When I talk about projecting forward, I'm thinking get out 10 to 15 years. Like in my case, on the investment I mentioned, looking back, that, when you add up all the cash flows, whether it's from interim cash flows each month, each quarter, however often your partnership agrees to distribute, or whether it's from refinance activities where you've got your rents raised, your expenses down, so now your net operating income is higher, therefore the property is worth more, or whether it's from selling. I'm saying get down the road 10 years, then add up your cash flows and look at what you invested. And by the way, I invested $15,000. That was kind of an anomaly. Normally, I would tell you most of my clients are investing 50 to 100, not 50 million, which is what you're going to find if you go look, to private equity or Wall Street. 10 million bucks is usually the entry fee to get into that game. Whereas with these investor platforms that we work with our clients on, it's literally $50,000 to $100,000. And I was fortunate. I was doing work for the lead partner on that deal, and he had someone fink out at the last minute. He covered part of it, but he needed that last 15, and I gladly accepted the opportunity to do that. And again, I would do that 100 more times if offered. So in any event. But the concept of, using all of your money with the 401 trust really applies whether you're 68 or, in the case of one of my other clients recently, 78. And it's not just when you look at yourself. You've also potentially have heirs. You may have charitable organizations that could benefit from your legacy. And we can show you strategies where we can push off the inevitable point that you would actually pay tax. We have had some changes recently with the Secure Act a year ago that's changed the length of time. We could stretch that out. And there's other considerations beside just, I want money to live on in retirement. So anyway, we'll pick up with that thought when I come back. I've got a few other questions that have come in. We've got one more segment Even so, if you still want to call me, feel free to do so at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
For many years, the Pine Box has been helping families gain insight into the often confusing and extremely expensive task of arranging a loved one's funeral. I have worked with Pine Box in the death of two family members because I know I can trust Chip Beresford at the Pine Box. He's the owner. To be sure that he walks me through that process and that I am prepared for the funeral and that I get the quality I seek without breaking the budget. Because it's a very difficult thing. No one wants to feel like a cheapskate handling a funeral of a loved one. But you also can't afford to go broke either. You know, funerals are statistically the third largest expense in someone's life. The Pine Box sells the same caskets and funeral merchandise that is offered at funeral homes, but at a tremendous savings, and delivery is immediate and free within the Houston area. Stop by one of the three Houston locations or visit their website, thepinebox.com, or call Chip directly at 1-888-PINE-BOX. That's 1-888-PINE-BOX. I trusted them, and you can. The Pine Box.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Okay, we're back to the final segment. And again, if you want to call in with the question, the number is 281-558-5738. I've got two more questions I'm going to try to get to. Hopefully we don't run out of time. The first one is, I've been hearing that the current political administration is going to raise taxes and or change how retirement funds are taxed now and later when they're distributed. How can your program help? Well, I hesitate to call it a program. It's more of a custom tax strategy of understanding, which code section is better to invest under to generate more throughput out of your available capital. And the zero tax math is what I call it, is something that's front and center now, not just because of the Biden administration. Yes, that's coming. There's no question. And it's not just retirement funds. It's anybody invested in real estate, you've got a bullseye on your back. And it's already well known that Biden would like to eliminate the 1031 tax-free exchange provisions, which may or may not apply to you. It doesn't apply to most of my clients. I mean, for all the talk on the radio about, doing tax-free exchange, doing another tax-free exchange, and another, and then you get to the end of time when you pass away and your heirs get a step up in basis. That's all wonderful sales talk. It doesn't work really that well in reality when you talk about what most of the investors on these platforms are invested in, which are large partnerships where everybody has to commit to the tax-free exchange, and that's much like herding cats, I think, as the expression goes. Further, the Biden administration has all the above on the radar They're clearly going to make an attempt to get rid of the 1031 tax-free exchange. They've already identified the step-up in basis as being something that will be on their hit list. And then, of course, doing away with the capital gains rates. If you make more than some amount of money, you believe it's $400,000 or $1 million. I mean, they change their mind every other day. But bottom line is these things are going away. And so I can argue now, I can show you numerically where distributions out of a 401 trust that were on a pre-tax basis is no more tax over time than what you're going to pay in your investments, the typical investor. And, you know, the concept of doing a tax-free exchange doesn't really work, again, when you're passive, you're one of 35 people in a partnership. And yes, we do get to utilize our losses that are carried forward. I get all that. I refer to the concept of serpentining out of the In-Laws movie to make you understand how that we do our best to do that zigzag and match up the losses with the income. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, if you invest a dollar in a private syndication and you get a $1.50 out over time, you're paying tax on the 50 cents. I don't care how many times those on the radio refer to it as tax-free income, tax-free income, tax-free income. It is not tax-free income, and it is taxable eventually. And effectively, if you're offsetting your losses with other investments, you're doing one of two things. You're building up a huge, you're building up a huge snowball in any event that's going to melt later in life, where you're going to owe tax and you may not have the cash flow to match it. That's often the case. Or in fact, you're going to get to the end and not have the ability to do the step up in basis with your heirs. So then in that case, your heir or heirs will get taxed. That said, the concept of using the 401 in the Roth sense, in other words, every 401 trust we adopt has a Roth component where you can convert your pre-tax monies over to Roth. And I don't mean all at once. It's just as bad to do that all at once as it is to go pay the IRS all at once to get your money freed up to begin your investing. There's an optimal amount each year to consider investing. We look at the tax bracket you're in. We refer to it as bracket bumping, where we're trying to bump you up to the next level or get right up next to it so that you can pay tax at a lower rate than what we think is are coming. We think the current tax rates are akin to you going to Walmart and finding your favorite whatever at half off. It's on sale. Now's your chance. Buy it. We feel absolutely the same way about the tax brackets. And for those of you that may need somebody else besides Nathan Ross, CPA, saying that, go check out truthinaccounting.org. And you're going to see right there on the front page where we've got a acknowledged or admitted deficit of somewhere close to $29 trillion. You're also going to see the real deficit is closer to $140 trillion. Some people say it's actually closer to $240. But that said, it's a lot more. And if you look right there on that site, they calculate how much is your, mine, and every other taxpayer, not every man, woman, and child, but every taxpayer, our share of that true deficit, $140 trillion, is $902,000 each. Now think about that. Okay, that's how bad off we are now, okay, already. And then as we keep moving forward to pay for Medicare, Social Security, et cetera, taxes have to go up. And if you know that, and at the current moment, if you've got a 401k, whether it's at work or whether it's a self-directed 401 or whether it's an IRA, you've got a partner. The partner's the federal government. And the worst part about that partnership is you don't know how much of an ownership stake the government has in your dollars. And it's one thing for you to say, well, gee, you know, I've turned $100,000 into $1.7 million or whatever your story is. But if you think that's yours, I got some other information for you. It's not. A big chunk of that is going to go to the IRS. It should have already gone, by the way, if you did this in an IRA, the the UDFI or unrelated debt financed income tax applied, whether you realize it or not. And then, of course, when you take money out, you're going to get to pay tax again. And that comes as a shock to most people that, oh, you mean my IRA has to pay tax? Well, it does if it's invested in certain types of investments and real estate. While it's a great way to build wealth, if you do it within the IRA, not the 401. The 401 is exempt from the UDFI or the unrelated debt financed income tax. And that's in part one of the big reasons we do it, among other things. So in any event, you know, I've had a couple people email me here again today, and I'll get this pretty much every week, is how can you work with us? You know, what do we need to be able to show you what some of your planning strategies are, not just with respect to 401s and or IRAs. And by the way, if you're in an IRA now with these types of investments, like some of the folks I hear on webinars and on radio shows where, you know, they've done really well using private placements in real estate, syndications, to raise their wealth. But for transactions that you have not yet exited, meaning that they have not been sold, you're still actively involved, you really need to get a hold of someone like me that understands these rules, because we can absolutely roll those funds into a self-directed trust before the day of exit, and you can sidestep that anywhere from 20 to 35% tax or 37% tax that's going to apply. You know, the UDFI tax or unrelated debt financed income tax is taxed using the trust tax tables, where you max out at the highest rate, 37%, on just 13, I believe it's 13,500, somewhere in that range. So it's punitive, and you can absolutely avoid it if you qualify. We can go over the qualifications once I can see your input forms. But anyway, to work with us, again, I need information. I apologize in advance for some of the length on those forms, but if you'll go to the baplanner.com site, look for the intake forms link at the top, and if you'll fill those out, we'll be happy to analyze how we, without charge, we'll analyze how we can provide value to you, and if we can't, we'll tell you. I don't have, you know, I'm 61 years old. I need time more than I need your money, and the reality is I need you to get, in large measure, the bulk of the value from planning strategies. And if we can do that, then it's worth my time and your money, and that's what we look for. And basically the only way I can assess that is by asking all the pertinent questions. And then, you know, we can set up a call and go through some of the possibilities once I can get that information. And even if you have just some questions, I still want to see, you know, what we're dealing with, so I can give you very specific questions. Well, I hear the music. It's hard to believe we've been another hour here this week. I've enjoyed it, and I appreciate the email questions. Keep those coming, and I'll have some content for next week. And next week, we'll delve into the zero tax math strategies a bit more. I'll look forward to it. So I'm signing off. This has been the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Thanks for listening to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be A Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.